Hallelujah, my name is Christ. We continue our sharing.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名, 我们继续我们的分享。
Deacon Patrick, can you go to slide number 4, please? Yes, I see. This, you know, as parents, it's very important that, you know, we can become one with one another.
所以, 作为父母亲呢, 我们必须, 可以两人成为一体。
Because when wife and husband have good relationship with one another,
如果这个先生和这个太太呢, 有一个良好的关系的话,
then first, our children cannot pull us apart.
如果这样的话, 我们的儿女没办法不会把我们分割。
Because children always tend to do that. So that's why it's important if wife and husband are very close to one another, and then both can be very strong to help both of the children.
如果夫妻, 建立一个良好的关系,他们的关系很好的话,
and then both children will feel the love from both parents.
这两个孩子呢, 他就会感觉到从父母亲来的爱。
Next slide, please. Next one, please. Yeah. Yes. So that's why here, this is, for me, this is so crucial in bringing our kid and develop a relationship with our kid.
所以对我来讲, 这一节呢, 是很重要, 关于, 如何带, 教导我们的下一代。
The most important thing that husband, we must love our wives.
所以丈夫要爱你的妻子。
And just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for us.
就好比教, 基督, 爱教会, 愿意为,
and that's why I say, so husbands ought to love their own wives as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself.
所以丈夫呢, 应该爱他们的太太好, 好像他们爱自己一般。
And when I read this, it's very interesting, but also it's so true, right?
当我读这一节的时候是非常有趣的一节，但是也是非常真实的一节。
If you want the house be full of love, be full of peace, be full of joy, make sure your wife is happy.
如果我们的家庭是非常有爱、非常有喜乐的话，我们的太太必须要 在一个快乐的状态。
We can see that we always say, right, a happy wife is a happy life.
如果是你的太太是一个比较 高兴的一个太太呢, 你的生活也是相当的高兴。
So that's why husband is so important to be able to love our wives. When our children see this, and then really, by default, they also will respect their parents.
所以如果丈夫的爱他们的妻子的话, 小孩子看到了他们也会 尊重他们的父母亲。
Of course, sometimes being Asian is not easy for us to show affection toward one another.
但是作为亚洲人, 我们 不是很容易的表达我们对彼此的爱。
But for me, quite often, I try to do on purpose so my nephew, my nieces know that, you know, they know that we love one another, but sometimes, you know, when my wife is cooking, I just go and give her a hug, right? And then my nephew's like, oh, like that, right? But he thinks it's very strange, right?
所以有时候呢, 当我太太在煮饭的时候, 我会给她一个拥抱, 然后我的侄儿或侄女看了会觉得很不好意思。
And sometimes, you know, we just, you know, my wife's in the kitchen, I go there and I take her and I just start dancing with her, you know? Just like for like 30 seconds, right? But my nephew feels like, you know, that kind of feeling is really priceless, you know, for our children.
所以有时候呢, 当我太太在煮饭的时候, 我会进去跟她跳舞, 跳个30秒的舞, 但是给我的侄儿看到呢, 她是一个, 一个很好的一个, very good.
Oh, it's like priceless, that something that they, you know, even you try to teach them these things, but it's beyond teaching. They can just feel it. They will love one another. Right?
所以他从这个, 他们这样看到我的举动呢, 会, 这个是非常无价的, 因为是没办法来教导的。
So that's why I really, you know, encourage, you know, for wife and husband to show more affection toward one another is very important.
所以我建议, 先生跟妻子应该要表, 彼此表达这种, 爱。
And also our speech and action toward one another is also, they're also very important.
所以我们对彼此的言语, 还有彼此的举动也是非常重要的。
No, for the last 6 years, my nephew lived with me. He never heard me raise my voice at my wife. Never.
所以这六年呢, 我的, 我的侄儿没有听到我向我的太太大小声。
And my wife never raised her voice, you know, with me.
或者我太太也没有向我大小声。
And then you look at my nephew never has raised his voice at us, never.
所以我们的侄儿也没有对我们大小声。
You notice one, especially for the son, if the husband raised his voice against, you know, his wife, and then when the son gets a little bit older, he will do exactly the same thing.
如果先生向太太大小声的话，这个儿子等他渐渐长大的时候，他会开始对父母亲大小声。
And that's why I say no one ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church.
然后在二十八节也谈到，如何爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
So that's why it's so important, you know, for us, actually, as husbands, we need to really, truly love our wives.
所以作为先生，我们必须要去爱我们的妻子。
And nourish our wife and cherish our wife.
然后如何去珍惜我们的太太。
And when we're able to do this, then our children will grow up to be very healthy.
如果我们这样行的话，我们的儿女会很健康的成长。
Next slide, please. Yeah. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord.
这里也谈到，妻子要顺从你的父，你的先生。
I think, you know, with this, I really appreciate my wife, right?
所以因为这样呢，我其实非常感激我的太太。
Actually, my wife, she's much smarter than I am.
我的太太比我还要聪明。
And she makes much more money than I am.
她比我赚更多的钱。
But she always very submissive to me.
但是她却顺服我。
And what do you think the trick is for, you know, for husbands out there? What is the trick to make a wife be so submissive to us? What is the trick? What is the secret? Not the trick. Maybe the trick is not the trick. But the secret, you know, for our wives to be so submissive to us.
所以先生要用什么技巧的让太太来顺服我们呢？
Husbands, yeah, husbands, you should know the answer. Yeah, yeah. Still waiting. John, what do you think, John? What is the secret for making your wife completely be submissive to you? Yeah, figure out. But for wives, what do you think?
对于太太来说，你觉得呢？
What make you be so submissive to your husband?
什么事情会让你顺服你的丈夫？
Yes.Really, that is the secret.
这就是这个秘诀。
I realize the more I show love to my wife, the more she's so submissive.
所以我感觉到，如果我越爱我的妻子，她越顺服我。
And then, like a light bulb, like shine my head, like wow.
我当时就茅塞顿开。
Because the Bible teaching is so true.
因为圣经的教导是那么真实。
So now, really, pretty much, I can.My wife will cook me food anytime, any day, anywhere, whatever, you know, I ask. But of course, I don't abuse it, right? But she's so submissive to me.
所以我的太太呢非常顺服我，当我想要吃什么，在哪一个时间，在哪一个场合，她都会为我准备。
But you know my wife, actually, my wife, she's a very tough woman.
但是我的太太其实是一个非常坚强的一个女人。
I mean, in Boston, she grew in the city. She grew up in the city, right? She go to school a really bad area.
所以我太太呢，她是在这个Boston 市成长，她去的学校是一个比较不那么好的一个区。
And that's why sometimes when you see her, she doesn't smile stuff too much because, you know, that's the way she brought up. Because if she go to school, she's smiling, she doesn't look tough. She can get beat up.
所以她为什么你有时看到她的时候，她其实不会对你微笑，因为在她成长的过程中，她不能微笑，如果在学校微笑的时候，她会被人家欺负。
But actually, with me, I really praise and thank God. She's a very great wife.
所以对我来说，我是真的感谢神，因为她是一个非常好的妻子。
So here, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ the head of the church.
这里也是有谈到，丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
Of course, quite often, wives very hard for us to accept this, but for the husband is the head of the wife.
但是对于太太来说，要接受丈夫是太太的头是非常困难的一件。
And of course, sometimes we say the wife, you know, the tail, right, the tail of the husband. The tail, like the tail.
所以有时我们讲这个妻子是丈夫的这个尾巴。
Of course, I like to watch animal channel and stuff like that. You think all the animals, what are their tails for?
如果我喜欢看这个动物的这个 这个纪录片，所以
let's talk about the cheetah, right? The cheetah, I mean, they can run like up to what 110, 120 miles, right? Per hour. That's how fast they are.
所以我们可以看这个豹，它可以跑很快。
And you notice they have really big tails, right?
如果你看这个豹呢，它本身有一个很
长的尾巴。And what do you think that tail for?
那尾巴是要来干嘛呢？
Yes.I never knew this before, right? But all the animals, their tails all balance themselves, especially when they're running, to balance it.
所以我看了这些动物呢，它们的尾巴都是用来平衡它，当它们跑步的时候，就跑的时候是用来平衡它们的身体。
So for me, I think wives, you know, really play such an important part in the family.
所以呢，妻子在家庭之中呢，当演一个非常重要的角色。
For a husband.
特别对于张先生来说
，You know, when I go to NYTS and I see a lot of young brothers, sometimes a lot of young brothers are very strange.
所以我当我去这个成人神学班，我听到这些小孩、这些弟兄的这个思想是非常奇怪的。
And they act like very weird, right?
他们的行为是非常奇异。
Then some of them, now that I see them after they're married,
当我看到他们结婚后呢
，they become so normal.
他们就变成了非常比较正常。
And the only thing they change their life because they got married, so their wife.Balance them, right? Balance them.
所以那为什么呢？是因为当他们结婚后，他们的太太就把他们平衡了。
And that's why wife should respect her husband.
所以太太要尊重他们的先生。
Of course, in this day and age, it's not easy to do that. Yes, so, yeah, so.
I was
just gonna say,
I heard another analogy that wives are also the neck.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 所以我们有一个比有一个另外的讲法，就是太太就是这个颈，她可以使唤这个头要转向的方向。
Yeah, I mean with King Ahab and Jezebel, that is for sure, right?
所以我们看亚哈王还有耶洗别这个女王的时候，我们看到是这样的一个关系。
Because Ahab couldn't do anything without the help of Jezebel.
因为亚哈王呢，他如果没有这个耶洗别女王的帮助，他什么也做不了。
Of course, even we jokingly say this, but you know if a wife is if she want to be the neck and turn the husband, then quite often a relationship would not be good.
如果我们这样强硬的说，要太太作为这个颈呢，来强硬的来使唤这个头，这个关系也不是很好。
But if the husband is really the head of the household, if the husband is the head, talking about spiritually speaking, is the head.
如果我们说先生是太太的妻子的头，我们从属灵上来说
，then by default the wife does not want to be the neck.Right? They don't want to be the neck.
所以这个太太呢，基本上不会要成为，不想要成为这个颈。
The problem is when husband, we don't do what we need to do.
但是问题是在先生他没有做该做的事情。
And then our wife needs to step in, you know, to turn us, you know, to turn us, go left or go right.
所以太太必须要就是加紧来调整这个头。
And that's why it's important, you know, our children, they must be able to see this, you know, interaction as wife and husband to, you know, that the husband should truly love our wives and our wife should be very submissive to the husband.
所以呢，对于我们的儿女来说，他们必须要看得到先生是如何爱妻子，而妻子如何顺服先生。
Yeah. Okay. Any other thoughts?Yeah, thank you. Let's turn the book of 2 Kings chapter 4.
我们看列王记下第四章。
What happened when there's an absence of husband involvement?
如果这个先生没有参与怎么办？
Then we know that when husband do not do what we need to do, then the whole family will fall apart.
如果先生没有做他该做的事情，这个家庭便会垮。
Here in 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下的第四章。
Verse 1. 第一节。So here, certain women of the wives of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elisha, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.
所以一节有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说，你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的，现在有债主来娶我两个儿子。
So here, why did the creditors will come to take the two sons to be slave? Why?
为什么有这个债主来娶这两个儿子作为奴仆呢？
Why?
为什么？
Why would the creditors come to take the two sons to be slaves?
为什么有债主来娶这两个孩子做奴仆呢？
Any thought?
有什么感想吗？
Yes. Okay, to repay the husband's debt. Okay.
是为了要偿还这个先生的这个债务。
But over here, it did not say anything. It said what? A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditors is coming to take my two sons to be his slave." So it doesn't say anything here that the husband owed any debt, right, to the creditors.
所以在这里没有谈到这个先生呢欠这个债主什么钱。
Yeah, maybe he did owe some, you know, owe some credit, but actually, for me, it doesn't seem like that.
虽然看起来似乎他有欠这个债主钱，但是对我来说并没有。
So, but what is the main reason why the creditor is coming to take the two sons to be slaves? What's the main reason?
为什么这个债主呢会来娶这两个儿子为奴仆呢？
What's that?
There's no help.
Yes. The reason because the husband is dead.
原因是因为先生死了。
You know, for us nowadays, you know, for women are very capable nowadays, right?
现在女人非常有才干。
Actually, if you go to Africa,
如果你去非洲,
you know, the women's place is in the kitchen.
在非洲呢，这女人的这个位置是在这厨房。
So if the husband die, actually the women will go, they will starve to death.
如果这个先生死后，这个女人会因为饥饿而死亡。
So that's why many men, they have more than one wife.
所以那里呢，一个男人会有好几个女人。
Because the minute the husband die, and then nobody will hire them to do anything, right? They don't have work, they don't have this, they don't have that, because the husband is dead.
因为在那里的风俗是，当先生死后，那里的社会不会请女人做工。
So because of this, they need to marry, you know, to another man.
所以因为这样呢，这些寡妇必须要找另外一个人来嫁去。
So that's why, you know, when the IA went to Africa and they realized that, wow, there's a lot of people have more than one wife.
所以当总会派人过去的时候发现那里很多人都有超过一个妻子。
So when they converted to TJC,
当他们洗礼变成耶稣教会的信徒。
So how do we resolve the problem?
我们如何解决这个问题呢？
Because they are supposed to have only one wife.
因为他们只能有一个妻子。
So how do we resolve the problem?
我们如何解决这个问题呢？
Right? What's that? Leave them alone. What's that mean, leave them alone?
So, 王执事年的解释是让就休妻。
Yeah.
Get rid of the line. 就是把他们搁在一旁。
No, actually, you are right. You are right. So what happened when they come to believe in our church? If they have five wives, they must, you know, they must stick with five wives. And after they become TJC member and they have six wives, then they be excommunicated. So whatever previously their wives have, then they stick with that five wives, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
So what is the reasoning behind that logic, right? What is the reasoning?
So, 为什么我们要有这样的一个做法呢?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but of course, things that are done before baptism is forgiven, but we should not continue to do it, right?
So,
even an alcoholic before, we drink and then we get baptized, doesn't mean we're going to continue being alcoholic, right? So that concept doesn't work in this situation.
So,洗礼后呢，我们不应该再重犯我们旧人的所行的事。例如说，我们如果洗礼之前有酗酒，洗礼后不应该酗酒，所以这一个观念不能放在这一个状况里面。
Okay, sister. Okay. Yeah, actually, he cannot become one with five given people, right? Actually, first, like sister, you mentioned that, how are they going to choose which one to be with, first of all?
And
the most important thing that if they divorce, they pick one and divorce the other four wives, all the children will starve to death. And all why? Because the wife really cannot take care of those children because that's the way the culture is. It's like that.
如果他选择一个妻子，把其他四个妻子休了后，这其他四个妻子还有那些小孩子都会死去。
No, quite often women, when their husband die and no one to marry them, and they become prostitutes.
很多时候呢，当这些女人他们 先生过世的时候，他们找不到工，很多时候就变成妓女。
And quite often, you know, in Africa, being a prostitute, maybe you charge 20 cents, 30 cents. That's it. How are they going to live, right? And even that is, you know, a severe case.
所以在非洲呢，如果你是一个妓女，每一次交易只有两毛钱，所以要如何来生存呢？
So because the really the husband to take care of the whole family.
所以是先生来担任照顾这个家庭。
So here we can see that the reason why the creditor is coming to, you know, coming to take the two sons to be saved because the husband is dead.
所以这里有债主来娶这两个儿子作为奴仆，是因为先生已经过世了。
So that's why nowadays it's so important for you and I, especially for the husband, to be involved in the family's life.
所以现今呢, 这个先生必须, 花时间在这个家庭里面。
Because sometimes even though yes, we are husband and you know we say ourselves we are husband, but we are not involved in our children's life at all.
所以虽然我们说我们是先丈夫，在这个家庭里面，我们却没有跟我们的儿女互动。
But we can see when you know, when both parents involved in the children's life become very healthy.
如果我们看这个夫妻呢。 在这个孩子的生命当中扮演重要的角色，这孩子的生命就非常的健全。
But look at the wife.
我们看这个太太。
Actually, this wife, she's a very smart wife.
其实这是一个非常聪明的一个妇人。
And she loves her children very much.
而且她非常爱她的儿子。
So how do we know she loves her children very much?
我们如何知道她爱她儿子呢？
How do we know?
我们如何知道?
Yeah, so she's already pleading, right, to the man of God, you know, for them, right?
她在这里向以利沙哀求，为了她的儿子。
What else?
还有什么呢?
What else?
还有什么呢?
So before she go and cry out to the man of God, what must she know beforehand?
在她还没有哀求这个神人之前呢，她必须要知道什么？
What must she know beforehand before she go to the man of God to cry out to him?
她之前已经知道了什么，她才可以去哀求这个神人呢？
And a creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. So what does that mean about her character as a mother?
所以犹太主已经来要娶他两个儿子为奴，这述说他的，从中我们可以看出他的怎样的一个特征呢？
Yeah, it's not a trick question, stuff like that, right? Actually, here, the mother is involved with the two sons' life.
Right?
She knows what's going on in their life. Quite often, actually, when we interact with our children, we have no idea what they're going through.
所以很多时候，当我们跟我们的儿女互动的时候，并不了解发生什么事。
Why? Because we're not involved enough in their life.
因为我们在他生命当中，了解不多。Even
though some of them are addicted to video games,
有些可能就是对这个打电动上瘾。
And some of them are addicted to pornographic.
有些对这个色情的东西上瘾。
Even though, you know, some of them even addicted to alcohol.
有些是对这个酗酒。
But parents have no idea that this is what's going on with the children.
但是对于父母亲来说，他并不了解这些事情的发生。
Actually, there's one time I was working with this mother.
于是我就跟这个母亲来讨论。 And
she shared with me that one day she went to her son's room and she opened a drawer and there's like a bag of marijuana. In the drawer.
所以他告诉我，当他有一天进到儿子的房间里面，开这个抽屉，找到一包这个毒品。
So not only his son been smoking marijuana, he's been dealing marijuana. Can you imagine that, right? TJC member, he's been dealing marijuana.
所以不单在这个孩子在吸毒，他也在贩卖毒品。
Guess how many years he's been doing it?
所以你们猜想他已经做了多久？
When I heard of it, I was completely in shock.
当我听到的时候，我发呆了。
5 years.
他已经做了5年。
How can your child been smoking pot, dealing pot for 5 years if you don't realize it?
你为什么会，你的儿子已经吸毒5年，而且已经在贩卖毒品5年？
Of course, sometimes as Asian parents, we always focus on their grades, right? There's nothing wrong with that. We always focus on children's grades, but quite often we don't focus on their character. Who they are as a person.
所以很多时候，作为亚洲人，我们着重于在儿子的儿子或女儿的他们的成绩上面，却没有关心他个人成长的方面。
For me, it's so much more important for them to grow up to be, you know, a man or woman of God than, you know, getting all A's in school.
对我来说，如果我们的儿女可以在这个组里成为，在组里成长，强于在学校拿 A。
And then it's even better for them to have both, right?
当然，如果他们能有两个是最好的。
You know, I always use my niece Evelyn as an example.
我常常用我的子女作为一个例子。
I mean, if you guys know where she grew up,
如果,
it's hard to believe where she is today.
如果你们知道她在哪里成长的话，你们会。 不可能不相信他今天可以得到这些成就。
The city she lives in is Lynn. They call the city of sin. That is the nickname. That's where I worked for 8 years with the inner city kids, with the gang and things like that.
所以他们住的地方呢，是俗称这个罪城。
And after she converted to our Lord Jesus Christ,
当她洗礼成为我们这耶稣教会的信徒时,
and thank God, God blessed her to go to an Ivy League school.
所以感谢主神让她进入一个名校,
and she finished her master in 1 year.
她在一年之内就得到硕士.
And now, of course, afterwards, she struggled a little bit with her job, trying to find a job because dad isn't for God to humble her.
她在毕业之后呢，她就她就 花了一段时间在找工，当然是那时候是神为了要让他谦卑。
Then she got a great job in Boston.
然后他在波士顿得到一个很好的工作。
Then when she moved, she also got a great job.
当他搬迁到大都市，他也是得到
很好的工作。And now she has 3-4 companies want to recruit her, to work for them right now as we speak.
现在呢，有4-5间公司呢。要聘请他。
And it's very clear it's all to do with God's grace.
我们从中可以看到这是神的恩典。
And that's why for us, when we teach our children in such a way, and God will always take care of them.
所以如果我们这样的来教导我们儿女，神必定会照顾他们。
So that's why we must know what's going on with our children's life.
所以我们必须要知道我们儿女的他们的生活。
They not only focus on their grades, but also focus on their character as a person, especially relationship with God.
不单单要就是着重于他们的课业，也要着重于他们如何建立起他们的人格，
他们跟神的关系。Share with you before, actually, I know many youth actually they have really great job, but the relationship with God is not good. So many of them are addicted to alcohol.
所以我知道很多弟兄姐妹呢，他们虽然有很好的工作，但是跟神的关系却是很糟。
Addicted to video games and pornographic.
他们对这个酒精，对这个色情，还有对这个还有这个打电动。
And even though they make a lot of money,
即使他们赚了很多钱
，but so many of them already commit sexual immorality.
他们很多已经犯了奸淫。
So that's why it's important for us not only to focus, and the education, but focus on the relationship with God.
所以我们带领我们小孩必须不单单对于成绩的要求，也要对于他们跟神的关系。
Because if not, and then it's very, it's the chances for them to become slaves to this world is very real.
不然他们变成这世界上的奴仆是非常真实的一件事。
Of course, the creditor is Satan himself.
当然，这里谈到这债主是撒旦本身。
Just like nowadays, we can see that many young brothers and sisters they are slaves to this world, but parents have no idea about it.
所以，我们今天我们看到很多比较年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们已经变成这世界上的奴仆，但是他们的父母亲却不晓得。
And look at verse 2.
我们看第二节。
Say, so Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?"
所以第二节，伊丽莎问他说：“我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？”
And then she said, "Your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil."
他说，被你家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。
Then verse 3.
第三节。
Then he said, "Go borrow vessel from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessel, do not gather just a few."
伊丽莎说：“你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。”
So here, she said to the man of God, "I have only a little bit of jar of oil."
所以在这里，这个婢女跟他说：“我只有一瓶油而已。”
But then Elisha told, "Go to your neighbor, right? Go everywhere and borrow vessel everywhere from all your neighbor. Empty vessels, do not gather just a few."
所以伊丽莎说：“你去向你的众邻舍借空器皿，不要少。”
And then look at verse 4.
第四节。
And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones.
所以第四节，回到家里。关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有器皿里。
If you were this woman,
如果你是这个女人
，How would you feel when a man of God tells you to do that？
当这个神人告诉你这样行，你会怎样
？Because she has only a little bit of oil，
因为她只有一点点油。
But the man of God said, "You go out and gather all the empty vessels as many as you can, not only a few, as many as you can."
这个神人告诉他说你。你到你的邻舍去借空气皿，不要少借。
Then shut the door behind you.
然后把门关上。
And then put the oil to that vessel, and then set aside the full ones.
然后把油倒在所有的器皿。
How would you feel if you were this woman?
如果你是这个女人，你会怎样？有什么感受呢
？What's that? Doubtful. Why would you feel doubtful?
感觉到会疑惑，为什么呢？所以因为在物质上你是一点点的油。
But only, not only that, she had the jar for the oil ready. It's not like you need any more vessels. It's like, I have a little, but a jar of oil, right? A little jar of oil, right?
不但如此，她已经有了一个瓶子的油，就是这油已经有器皿在。
But now this man of God pretty much tell me to go out and get all the vessels. why?
但是这个神人却叫我到灵舍去借这个器皿。
Then he tell me that, oh, you will, you know, be able to fill all these vessels you bring, and then set the four ones aside. Like, how can that be?
然后他又告诉我，可以把这瓶油倒在这些借来的空器皿，然后会把它们装满。
But this widow have no problem doing it.
但是这个寡妇却这样一一遵照去行。
That means she has great faith.
这就是告诉我们她有很大的
信心。But sometimes you and I also, you know, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us.
所以我们里面有这个圣灵。
When our children are in trouble.
我们的儿女呢，遇见到这些问题。
But you know, for us, quite often we try to seek many different ways to help them, but we don't realize the greatest help is on the inside of us and inside of them.
但是我们不晓，我们当我们儿女有这个问题的时候，我们去找很多不同地方去寻找这个帮助，但是我们不了解我们当中我们自己本身还有我们儿女本身已经有这个最大的帮助。
But spiritually speaking, what does it mean to go everywhere from all your neighbors, empty vessels, do not gather few? What does that mean spiritually nowadays?
所以从属灵方面来看，到他这个他要到众灵舍去借空器皿，这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean nowadays for you and I?
所以这个在今天来说是什么意思呢？
Yes.
So to ask the help from your neighboring friends.
Yes, actually, it's the help to ask our brother and sister, right, to pray for us, right, to help us with the situation.
所以这个也可以意味着我们请求弟兄姐妹来为我们代祷。
And quite often, this is not an easy thing to do.
所以很多时候，这不是一个简单的事情。
No, especially for Asian, right? Because as Asian, we really don't want to lose face.
所以对于亚洲人来说，我们不想要失去这个面子。
So when our children do something wrong, we always try to hide from everybody, right? And you know why? Because we don't want to make people look, you know, make us look at us to be like we as bad parents.
所以我们不想让人家知道我们家里的这些丑事。
But of course, you need to, you know, find friends, right? The one is closest to you, your neighbor, right? You don't need to tell the whole world. But quite often, you do have, a certain brother and sister you really can share, you know, what's going on in your life.
所以我们不是要把这些事情告诉全世界，但是我们可以把这些事情分享跟我们比较亲密的弟兄姐妹来分享。
And for me, I find this very helpful in my life.
我觉得这样行呢，在我生命当中是非常有用。
Pretty much everything in my family, you know, you guys know, there's nothing secretive about my family. Everything is in the open.
所以对于我家人来说呢，这一切事情都是开放的，没有什么隐秘的事。
No, I ask you guys to pray for my nephew and myself, my wife. I mean, there's nothing hidden. Why? Because I really feel sharing with brother and sister, and I'm sure some brothers and sisters really take the time to pray for us. And this is.My hope, you know, by sharing everything.
所以我呢会跟大家分享我还有我的侄儿、我太太各方面的事情。我也是相信，也有弟兄姐妹会为我们代祷。
You know, quite often because we have Holy Spirit inside of us.
因为我们有这个圣灵住在我们心里。
Even though our some children, maybe the creditor will come to take them to be slaves.But it's not too late because as long as they continue to come to church, as long as they're not slaves to the world yet, we still have hope to get them out of it.
虽然我们的儿女可能已经有债主来娶了，但是只要他们还没有成为奴仆的话，我们还可以继续帮助他们。
No, and verse 4 saying, when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons.
第四节，回到家里，关上门，你和你的儿子。
Then pour into those vessels and set aside the four ones.
将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了就放在一边。
So, verse 5 says, so she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons.
所以第五节，于是妇人离开，以利沙去了。
Who brought the vessel to her and she poured it out.
关上门，自己和儿子在里面，儿子把器皿拿了，他就倒油了。
And verse 4 and verse 5, what can we take out of verse 4 and verse 5? What jump at you?
所以第四、第五节我们从中可以学习到什么呢?
shut the door, right? First, they have to shut the door. Why?
一就是把门关上。
Why they need to shut the door?
为什么要把门关上呢？
Yes, not to be disturbed. Be focused on this situation right now because the creditor will come take your two sons. So you must focus on it, right? By shutting the door.
所以他把门关上, 让他可以集中他的精神。 所以因为这个有债主来, 所以他不要给债主, 影响, 所以就把门关上。
And then what else?
还有什么呢?
What else? Verse 4 and verse 5.
第四、第五节。
Yes.
所以儿子把这些器皿拿来,
For me, this is very crucial.
这是非常重要的。
When they shut the door behind what? Her and also her sons, right?
当他们把门关上是, 把门就是他和他的儿子在房屋里面。
Her sons also involved in bringing a vessel to her.
所以儿子呢, 也负责把器皿拿来。
So what does that mean nowadays?
所以今天来说是什么意思呢?
What's that? Okay, obedient children, yes, that is true.
我们可以说他是一个, 顺服的儿子。
What else does it mean?
还有什么意思呢? 所以, so they should cooperate with one another.
Yes, actually the whole family work together to solve this problem.
所以这是一家人一起来解决这个问题。
You know, quite often, you know, yes, we always talk about family altar.
所以我们讲到家里的祭坛。
But do we really do family altar?
我们是否有这个家里的祭坛?
In the sense that involve our children in holy works, involve our children in resolving situations in our lives.
所以就是让我们孩子在圣公上参与，在我们生活当中里面参与。
You know, for us, you know, for example, we are if we are newlywed, or we have you know, we are new parents.
做一个比例，如果我们是刚结婚或者有新生婴孩。
And the best thing you and I should do is that when, you know, from infancy, we always involve them, you know, in worshiping God and praying to God and work, you know, serving God. This is so important.
所以我们应该从小孩子还小的时候就开始让他们一起参与圣工。
You know, everything I do at home, stuff like that, I always try my best to involve my nephew.
所以我在家里所做的什么事情，我都尽量让我的侄儿参与。
For example, on Wednesday night, we have Bible study.
星期三我们有这个查经。
So that day before Bible study, I always tell my nephew the topic I'm doing, and also, you know, what chapter I'm going to read, and I ask him to read it, and, you know, and study it. So when I share that night, he also can think and reflect from it.
所以在星期三我们会有查经的时候，星期二我会叫我的侄儿去跟他分享，我会查哪一个圣经章节或者哪一段，他叫他去读。所以在星期三晚上呢，他可以当我分享的时候，他可以自己领悟更多。
And I realized by doing this, actually, it's very, you know, I guess it's very beneficial to his spiritual life.
因为我觉得如果这样行的话，对他属灵方面来说是。
Why? Because first, when I ask him to do that, he feel, oh, uncle involving me in his ministry.
因为我这样行的时候，他会感觉到叔叔让我参与他的圣工。
And that's why for me, when I ask him some question pertaining to the Bible, it always shocked me how he answered.
所以有时候我问他圣经哪一段如何解释，他的答案通常都会让我惊讶。
Because all these years, we always involve, you know, him with, you know, in a ministry.
因为这些年呢，我们常常都让他参与圣工。
And the same thing with my nieces, same thing.
对我的子女来说也是如此。
I mean, my nieces, there's no problem for them to lead Bible study and things like that. Why? Because we always involve them in our ministry.
对我的子女来说呢，他们参与圣工，例如说带领查经，其实是很简单 一件事情。
Of course, no, from a physical standpoint, when we have children, you have put them a certain time to bed, and we, you know, maybe we go to service to get a past the bedtime, but don't always think that kind of stuff.
我们虽然知道我们当如果带我们的儿女去参加这些查经的时候会超过他们该睡觉的时间，但是我们不需要想这一些。
No, sometimes when I go to Korean Bible study, which on a Tuesday night, and my nephew's bedtime is 9 o'clock.
有时候呢，当我星期二去参加这个韩国的这个茶经呢，然后我的侄儿他睡觉，他晚上睡觉的时间是。
And the Korean Bible study finished at 9.
然后这个韩国的这个茶经。
And after we have Bible study, we eat, we fellowship, and that. So most time I get home by 10.
所以当我们聚完会后呢，我们会聊天茶吃点心。通常十点钟才回到家。
So never once did I feel like, oh, he can pass his bedtime, so he's not going to sleep enough, then tomorrow he cannot go to school. It never goes through my mind like that.
我从来没有想过他今晚睡不够，然后第二天呢，他去就没有就没办法起来。
But instead, when I bring the Bible study, and in my mind, you know, tonight, God will give him even a deeper sleep than normal nights.
对我来说，如果我带他去查经的时候呢，今天晚上神会给他一个很充足的一个睡眠。
And as parents, we must have that kind of mentality.
所以对于父母亲来说，我们必须要有这样
的一个想法。When it comes to church services and things like that, we, you know, we want to bring our children before our Lord. That is the most important thing.
当我们带我们儿女来聚会的时候，我们是把他带到神的面前，这是非常重要的。
Don't be afraid, oh, they're not going to have enough sleep, they have not. But God can make you sleep 1 hour, you know, like you're sleeping 20 hours, right? I mean, maybe 20 hours is too much. It's not gonna, maybe sleep enough, right, to regain your strength.
但是我们知道，如果我们来参加这些聚会，神可以让我们睡一个小时，好比睡20个小时。
Make a look at Elijah. He, you know, he ate the bread, right, that God gave him, and he walked, he journeyed for 40 days on that bread.
所以我们知道以利亚。当时给他吃了这个面包和水，他可以用这面包和水的力量走40昼夜。
So that's why I always feel very touched when I see parents always bring their children to church. It doesn't matter what time it is, this and that, because for me, deep down inside, I know God will bless them.
所以我当我看到这些家长呢，把儿女都带来聚会，所以我其实很感动，因为我深知神一定会祝福他们。
So as parents, we really need to give this great gift to our children.
所以做父母亲呢，我们应该要把这个美好的这个礼物给我们。
So we need to be involved them in everything that we do, as, you know, when it comes to worshiping God.
所以，对于来侍奉神这件事情，我们应该让他们多多参与。
And that's why look at in verse 6. Now it came to pass when the vessel was full.That she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel."
第六节器皿都满了，他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。
So here, you know, the sons were very obedient, but not only that, but the son know the situation that they're going through.
所以这个儿子呢，他们不单是非常顺服，他们也了解发生事情的状况。
No, sometimes we feel that, you know, when we something's going on in our lives, especially between the family, things like that, maybe our children should not know. But actually, they also should know to a certain extent.
所以我们可能觉得在家里如果发生一些事情，我们不需要让儿女知道。其实我们到某个程度应该让他们想。
I remember there's a testimony about a sister. She was dying from cancer.
我记得有一次一个见证，这个姐妹呢，她因为有癌症。
So the husband and her husband and her children always pray for her.
然后他的先生还有儿子常常为他的这个病患而祷告。
I think that time the daughter she's very young, maybe 4 or 5 years old.
当时他女儿大概是4-5岁。
But the husband always involved them, his children, praying for his wife.
但是这个先生常常就带着这些孩子呢为太太而祷告。
Then during one of the prayer,
其中一个祷告呢
God lift up the daughter.
神就举起这个女儿。
The daughter was praying, then all of a sudden she was floating.
这个女儿呢在祷告，突然之间她就浮起来。
And the daughter laid hands on the mother.
然后这女儿呢就按手在母亲身上。
And the mother's cancer was cured.
然后母亲的这个癌症就得到治疗。
Now when you think about this testimony, actually it's hard to believe.
当我们听到这个见证的时候，是非常难相信。
But you know, sometimes the prayer about children can reach the heart of God.Much faster than our prayer.
但是我们知道，这个孩子的这个祷告呢，可以达到神的面前，快于我们的祷告。
Because their thought is very pure.
因为他们的思想是非常纯。
And I'm sure the little girl, when she see her mom dying like that, you know, when she pray with such great love.
所以我相信那个小女孩，因为她看到她的母亲已经走进死亡了，所以她很迫切的为她的母亲祷告。
And maybe she is in her mind asking God to heal her mother.
所以在他祷告当中，他可能求神来治疗他的母亲。
So that's why involve our children with holy work. Don't be afraid.
所以我们要让我们的儿女参与圣工。
And for me, this is the most treasure. All the treasure moments that I have with my nephew, my nieces, is when we worship in God together.
所以我觉得这个是非常，当我跟我侄儿侄女花时间在一起的时候，这个一起侍奉的时间是最宝贵的。
Now I remember in San Jose, we used to get up 5:30 in the morning have Bible studies together.
我记得在圣何西呢，我们大概早上五点半起来。
And those time are the most precious moment for our whole family.
那一个时间呢，是对我们来说是非常宝贵的一段时间。
Even though we were so tired, getting up so early to read the Bible to pray together.
即使我们早上五点半起来是多么的累
，But we realize those are the time that we feel the most joy. We laugh so much together, and sometimes we shed tears together, and we just really, it's just something that you really cannot buy.
所以我当时却感觉到，我们因为这样做呢，感觉到非常喜乐，而且甚至有时候一起的掉眼泪。但是这是非常宝贵、非常珍惜的一段。
And I really miss those times.
我其实很怀念那一段时间。
That like a whole family get up in the morning and study God's word together early. Now everybody's, you know, my niece is working and my wife has to go to work early sometimes and most of the time I'm not even home. You know, for me it's very sad and sad. I cannot have that kind of fellowship with my family anymore.
所以我非常怀念那段时间，因为现在呢，我太太必须要很早去上班，而且Evelyn 她本身她也要早点去上班，有时候我不在家，所以我怀念上一次我们可以每天早上起来读经祷告那一段时间。
So when the whole family involved in this holy work.
但整家人呢都参与这个圣工的时候。
And then look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell oil and pay your debt."
七节，妇人去告诉神人，神人说：“你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。”
And you and your sons live on the rest.
你和你儿子可以靠着剩余的来度日。
You can see, you know, that their life not only they have enough money to pay the creditors, but also they have enough money to live on the rest.
所以这里告诉我们。他卖了钱，不单可以还这个债主，也可以拿剩余的来过活。
You know, sometimes when we feel that when we spend too, you know, maybe we feel like sometimes we spend too much time in church, especially with our children.
所以有时候让我们觉得我们花太多时间在教会，花了很多时跟我们的儿女花很多时间在教会。
You know, I told my niece.
所以我告诉我的子女。
That if she has 6 hours of work to do, you know, when she was in college, for example,
我说如果她在大学的时候有要花6个小时来做功课
then if she kneel down and pray for half an hour,
如果她跪下来祷告半个小时
I'm sure God, you know, the 6 hour God will cut in half.
我相信神会把这个6个小时的功课减去三个小时
and it's so true.
是非常真实的。
Because sometimes she hear me, you know, when she have, you know, a lot of work and stuff to do, and sometimes she's so stressed out. Why? Because, you know, it's engineering, right? So it's just a lot of work is very tough. And then when she kneel down and pray, she just take that 1 hour, pray and read God's word, and then all of a sudden, her mind becomes so sharp that she can do things so quickly.
因为她在读这个工程师，所以让她。做课业很辛苦的时候呢，他就花一个时间跪下来祷告读经，然后呢，他就可以很顺利的来完成他的课业。
And this is like a real testimony.
这就一个非常真实的一个。
And the reason I was able to do that and share that with her because with my wife is exactly the same thing.
我为什么可以这样跟她分享？因为我太太也是经历，也是这样经历。
You know, when she first came to Christ and we, you know, spend so much time.In praying together, and you know, reading the Bible together, and serving God together.
So, 当我们刚刚来信主的时候，我们花很多时间。
Of course, she had to work hard in school also. She was in college during that time.
当然，当时呢，她也是在读大学。
And pretty much during that year, we spent time to do that. She got all A's.
So
she got all A's.
在那段时间呢，虽然我们花很多时间在教会，然后读经祷告，但是她的课业却全部优。
And my wife shared me that it was so much easier just to get all A's through the time that she cultivated herself a lot and you know and serving God a lot.
所以我太太跟我见证说，当她侍奉神的时候，那一段时间，当 得到 A 却很容易。
So as parents, we must have this kind of faith to pass down to our children.
所以作为父母亲，我们必须要有这种信心，把它传给下一代。
You know, when Seven come home, he get a B plus. I'm not happy when he get a B plus from school.
所以当 Seven 呢回到家，他只拿到 B 的时候，我却不高兴。
And why do you think I'm not happy when he come home with a B plus?
为什么他回来只拿到 B， 我并不高兴呢？
Why? Because even though I say grade is not important, right?
虽然我说这个成绩不重要。
And a B plus should be fine, but no, I'm not happy with this B plus. Why?
是啊，但是他只拿到 B plus， 但是我不高兴，为什么？
Yes, actually for him, he's very smart, but he's very lazy.
对于他来说，他是非常聪明的一个小孩，但是他却非常懒惰。
If he try his best to get a C, I'm fine.
如果他尽力而为，但是拿到 C， 对我来说没关系。
And I know this why, because when I read his homework and some of the homework he did make mistake, it's something so simple that he knows. But the problem is that he just so careless, he doesn't care because he want to finish it. And then that's the kind of mistake he's making, right?
所以当他做功课的时候呢？我看他所做犯的错误是不应该犯的，是他是因为他很懒惰，而且再加上粗心，所以就做错了一些。
No, for my niece, even she get like an F, I'm always happy.
但是对于另外一个子女呢， mm-hmm. 即使他不及格，我也是高兴。
Oh, because she tries so hard, she is so diligent, she studies so many hours, and I see that's the way she is. Because of this, it doesn't matter what grade she gets.
但是因为他呢花很多时间在读书花很多精力在读书，但是他还是没有办法拿好成绩。
And the same thing, actually one of my niece, if she asked me for a dollar, I don't want to give her. You know, I just don't like to give her even one dollar, I don't want to give her.
例如讲有一个子女呢，他如果要给我拿一块钱，我一块钱也不想给他。
But my niece Evelyn, she asked for $1,000, I will give to her. Quite often I don't ask the reason why, but the thing is, she would never ask for that kind of money, right? That's the way she is.
但是如果另外一个子女，即使他问你，跟我要一千块，我也毫不犹豫的退给他，因为我知道他不会乱用。
Why? Because the other niece, she asks for money and stuff and spend on foolish things, right? So that's why even $1 I don't want to give to her. Why? Because she will go and buy like, you know, chocolate and things like that, right? If she gets like $200 for her birthday from her mom and stuff like that,And she buy like a whole bag of like Doritos and all that kind of stuff. Like, this is strange, but that's what she does. Right?
所以有一个子女，为什么我不连一块钱都不会给他？因为他不会善用他的金钱。如果他得到一两百，他生日的时候拿到两百块，他会把这两百块花在一些很多零食上面。
So this other niece, one time she went to UC Irvine to visit my other niece.Yeah, there's an A niece and a B niece. So the A niece went to visit the B niece, right?
所以我的 A 的这个子女去拜访 B 这个子女。
And that time, I think it's like after her birthday, she had like $100-something, and she went out to get muffins, and she went to get this muffin for all this, for all the people live on that floor, and she has no idea who they are. But the muffin she went to buy is like $5 a piece, those really famous muffin place. I'm like, what?
对这个 A 子女呢，他去访问 B 子女的时候呢，他就花了很多钱，用五块钱买了这些甜，就是这些杯，就是糕点，然后去分给那一层所有的这个室友，他花了很多钱去买这些。
So what I'm saying, if our children, we see them try so hard to do good, that should be enough. It's very important.
所以如果我们看我们儿女呢，他们花很多心思去做好事，那是已经。
Because sometimes even though they try their best, but they still don't get A's, but it should be fine for us. We cannot expect them. You know, even our Lord Jesus Christ, right? He give you 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. He only expect, you know, double. That's it, right? Not more than that.
所以如果我们的我们儿女他们已经尽力了，就应该足够了。就好比耶稣给我们的例子这个比喻，他有些给5000，一个给2000，一个给1000，他只需要他们赚取一倍的这个价码就好了。
When we involve the whole family together, you know, in praying and you know, and reading God's word and worshiping Him, then the debt will be gone.
如果我们可以一家人同时一起来侍奉神，来祷告，这个债就会慢慢偿还。
Okay, any question, any thought?
有什么问题吗？
I'm sorry, I went a little bit, you know, astray to my PowerPoint, but I feel this is very important.
所以我稍微有点偏了，但是我觉得这一节是非常重要的。
Okay, if not, okay, yes, go sister.
So I find that this widow is very wise, because not only she believes in the words of the man of God, she practices it.
Yes, that is very true, and it took a lot of faith for her to do that.
这是非常真实的，因为她必须要有很大的信心。
Because quite often, you know, members ask us, you know, why do we always give the same sermon, right? I mean, all the time isn't that, right? Why, you know?
But, yeah. 很多信徒常常问我们，为什么我们讲的道理都是大同小异。
But actually, if members can practice every sermon that minister preach, and then later on we don't need to say anything else, right? Because if you be able to practice it. But the problem is we do not practice. That's why I had to repeat everything over and over again.
所以为什么传道人一直在重复他们讲的道理呢？是如果这信徒可以实行道理所讲的道理呢？传道人并不需要讲什么。
So that's why Deuteronomy 29:29.
所以我们看《生命记》的29:29。
The Bible says the secret things belong to the Lord our God.
这里谈到这些奥秘的事情是属于神的。
But everything that revealed belongs to us and to our children.
但是显明的东西呢，是给我们还有我们的子女。
And what is the purpose when God revealed His word to us?
所以当神呢把他的话语显明给我们的时候，是什么用意呢？
Is to do all His commandment. That is the purpose.
就是要行这律法上所有一切的事。
So that's why, you know, I really feel if we as parents really, you know, trust in God to help our children or to help raise our children to be a good man, a good woman, God will help us.
所以我们要信靠神，让神来带领我们的儿女作为一个好的，成长一个作为一个好人。
You know, this weekend my niece Evelyn, also my wife, went to Bond Park for the evangelical team seminar.
所以这一个周末呢，我的太太还有我的子女就去了伯文教会去参与那里的这个布道讲习会。
And not only that, my niece, the one to go to UC Irvine, also she went to the seminar too.
所以我另外一个子女呢，在这个 UC 二外读书的这个子女也是去这个讲习会。
So they sent me all the picture of all three of them. I was very joyful.
所以当他们寄这就把发简讯给我看他们三个人的照片，我感到非常安慰。
Because you know, my wife, my two nieces, they are serving God, right? It's for me, it's priceless. Priceless.
因为我的太太还有两个子女，他们都在主里来侍奉他，对我来说这是无价之宝。
You know, my niece Paulina, the one at UC Irvine, she taught herself how to play piano for one purpose, be able to play for church. So now in UC, in San Diego Prayer House, she's like one of the piano players. She's like one of the lead piano player over there. And for me, I'm really amazed with that. Right?
所以我的子女普利娜呢，她自己教自己如何弹琴，为了要侍奉神。所以在圣地亚哥的这个教会里面呢，她是其中一个事情的。
And I would actually, our life is, you know, revolve on serving God as a whole family. And I'm very thankful for God for this.
所以我因为我家里人一整家人都是因为就是环绕着神来侍奉神，所以我因为这样而感谢神。
Yeah, okay, let's bow and pray inside and take a quick break.
所以我们低头默祷。
Amen. Now let's take a break and a 10 minutes break.
我们休息十分钟。
I know we always run out of time because we're supposed to conclude about 12 o'clock today. Yeah, so. There's always part 2 and 3.